Welcome back to Random Stuffs, where we talk about random topics every episode. Today we will talk about a solved and unsolved murder case.
Case 1, Nancy Kahn, Texas. Allie worked as a general manager at Southwest Kia. When he didn't show up for work on February 29th, 2015, his coworker went to his home and knocked on the door. He knocked and knocked and no one answered. He called Allie's wife, and she said that she was currently out of town, and she didn't know where. On that same phone call, Nancy, Allie's wife, who was 32, talked about their marriage issues. By 1 p.m., Nancy came home and told the coworker to wait outside, out front, while she checked on her husband. The coworker heard Nancy scream. That is when he ran inside and saw the 34-year-old on the bathroom floor, dead.
Detectives arrived on the scene and found shell casings belonging to a 9mm pistol. They also found bloody footprints. The autopsy showed that Allie died from 7 gunshots, 3 of which being in the head. There was no sign of forced entry, so the detectives suspected that whoever killed Allie had access to the house. Nancy claimed someone had also stole jewelry from the house.
While searching Nancy's car, they found the jewelry that she said was stolen. They also found ammunition, bloody clothing, and an empty box for a 9mm pistol. Nancy was arrested with the charge of tampering with evidence. She was put into Williamson County Jail. She was held for $1 million bond. This was not her first problem with the law enforcement.
In August of 2014, Nancy called the Williamson County Sheriff's Office and said Allie attacked her. After, he became angry about her not making breakfast. Allie told the officers a different story. He said she was mad about friends coming over to their house and attacked him. They were not married at the time. The following month, Nancy was charged with assault causing bodily injury after they found several wounds on Allie, but none on Nancy.
The detective spoke to Nancy's friends about the death of Allie. Her friend said that she spent the night at her house, but there was blood on her clothes. This is when she confessed to killing her husband. Nancy said that she and Allie got in an argument, and he threatened to leave her, so she shot him. His dad staged a break-in.
In March 2015, Nancy's charges were upgraded to murder. Her bail was increased to $2.2 million. In May 2018, she was sentenced to 48 years in prison. Case 2, Tamika Huston, South Carolina. On the morning of July 16, 1977, Mortal left her home in a Volkswagen. As she was on Spruce Street, an unknown person shot her in the head.
She was found that same morning, slumped over in the driver's seat. While the engine was still running, first responders arrived and transported her to Greenville General Hospital. She was pronounced dead after her arrival.
A police report showed that Mortal believed she was being followed before she was shot. A witness said they saw a vehicle speed off from the scene.
This is as far as the Merle Jackson case goes.
Thank you for listening to Random Stuffs. If you want more murder cases, video games, music, books, and other topics on this podcast, make sure to follow us on YouTube and Spotify. Thank you for listening.
Have a good day.